Her name is Patricia. She'll be 4 years old tomorrow. Her grandmother waits for her in New York, but Patricia won't be able to attend her birthday party. Her mother is dying in the burning field behind her. After the funeral, Patricia will live with her grandmother and spend the next 10 years in psychotherapy. At 14, Patricia will check into a drug rehab for addiction to painkillers. At 15, she will be arrested twice for petty theft and spend 90 days in a juvenile boot camp for possession of crack cocaine. At 16, Patricia's grandmother will die, leaving her only grandchild a meager savings. Patricia will spend the money on heroin, coke, detergent. She'll hitch a ride to the airport and lie down at the end of the runway, singing happy birthday to herself as she shoots up and watches the planes fall one after another from the twilight sky. Patricia will be pronounced dead at 6:32 p.m., the exact time of sunset. A popular band will write a song about her entitled Twilight's Child. Time magazine will write a cover article, and for a few days, America will mourn the tragic life and death of Patricia, the little girl who took 12 years to die from the crash of Flight 495.
Ma'am? Here, let me...
No! Don't touch him!
But, ma'am, I think he's dead.
No. No, he's sleeping. He's just sleeping, see? He's so tired. Don't wake him. Sweet dreams, sweetheart. Dream sweet dreams.
Okay, now. Calm down. Catch your breath, okay? Tell me what's wrong.
Catch you. Something's happened to Catch you.
What? When? Why didn't you say something earlier?
It just happened.
How do you know?
I just do. She's flying to New York today with David and...
David?
Oh, God. I think their plane has crashed.
David!
I don't know what to do.
We'll call the airline and check on the flight, okay? Do you know the flight information?
I have a ticket.
A ticket?
I was supposed to go with them.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't keep my promises.
Oh, yes. Hi. I want to check on a flight from Houston Intercontinental to New York. Oh, no. I mean, one that's flying today. Right now. Flight number
495? Oh, God!
Okay. Okay. Do you have more information than that? Okay. Where?
No!
Public Relations Office, Terminal G, second floor. Between gates 20 and 21. Okay, thank you.
What are they saying?
The plane experienced trouble and was forced to attempt an emergency landing near Nashville. They're asking family members to come to the airport for more information.
Oh, God, why did I let her go?
You can't blame yourself, Francine. You just can't control everything. Oh, look, see? There isn't anything on the tube about it. Oh, wait, here's something.
A commercial airliner traveling from Houston to New York crashed outside of Nashville approximately 20 minutes ago. Transport USA Flight 495 was carrying 157 people when it reported mechanical trouble and requested an emergency landing at Nashville's International Airport. Flight 495 was on its approach when it went down about 40 miles from the airport. Bill Fate, our volunteer correspondent, is on the scene with a live report. Bill?
Mary, the afternoon sky is midnight black with toxic smoke that darks the sun like an ominous smoke signal. And Mary, that message is death. The death of countless people. Passengers of Flight 495, whose final destination proved to be the South 40 of a Tennessee cornfield. The fiery remains of Flight 495 are strewn across a mile of this fertile farmland. For the Grim Reaper, it's harvest time.
Bill, is there any sign of survivors?
Mary, as far as we can tell, all the survivors are dead. But our news team Apache helicopter beat the life flight crews here by several minutes, so when they arrive, we'll try to get their first impressions. Mary?
Thank you, Bill.
Hello? Francine, what's wrong, dear?
While our Apache news team lands, let's go now to Sheck McCall, our crisis analyst, for his assessment of the crash. Mr. McCall? Any thoughts on what may have caused this deadly crash?
Well, it's a little early to say, Mary. I mean, we don't even have a theme song for our coverage yet, but I suspect pilot error. You know, Mary, historically speaking, pilots have always been a rather cocky
but Penny,
lot.
I can't understand you.
What about
Slow
the possibility
down.
Of wind shear?
Well, it could have been any number of things, Mary. Oh, perhaps O.J. Simpson was on this flat and went berserk.
Now that would be a story, wouldn't it, Shecky?
One can only hope, Mary. One can only
catch you? Oh, Lord, what's she done now? Oh, no. Yeah. What?
Crash of Transport USA Flight 495 today is the latest in a string of fatal catastrophes involving 737 series airplanes. A recent National Transportation Safety Board report lists 112 similar rudder events on 737 flights over the past few decades. And it was a problem with the rudder hydraulic valve that the crew reported shortly before the plane went down. Transport USA Flight 495 was en route from Houston's Intercontinental Airport to Newark when it requested an emergency landing in Nashville. Tragically, the crippled plane carrying 157 passengers went down some 40 miles west of Nashville this afternoon. Emergency crews on the scene are looking for any possible sign of survivors. Bill Fate, our man on the out.
What have you done?
What I have done, dear Tampy, is eliminate all our obstacles in one afternoon. Nice, huh?
I needed them alive. Mr. Tucciani was scheduled to meet with them tomorrow and made them an offer on Darcy's share of the group.
He can kiss my butt, Blondie. I have Darcy's share now.
I'm warning you. If Chuvansky's dead...
Sorry, can't chat now. I have a lot of work to catch up on. Bye.
You're dead.
The strange phenomenon that planes that go down have a high rate of cancellations.
Well, so if you're into numerology, what does that flight number spell? 495 D I E die!
Ma'am, they've been bringing people in from that plane crash all night. And not one of them is registered yet.
But I've got a picture of her, see? If you'll just take a look.
Ma'am, you're just gonna have to wait until we get these people registered.
When will that be?
If we're lucky, sometime tomorrow.
Out of the way, coming through. Oh. Watch it.
She must be somewhere. That poor man. There are so many of them. Katina, oh thank God, you're alive. We were so worried about you. Francine has been in an absolute state of panic. The airline is flying her out tonight. Oh, she'll be so happy to find you're okay. You're okay, aren't you, dear? Is anything broken? Katina? It's me, sweetheart. Marie Peters. Catch you? Don't worry, honey. Everything's gonna be okay. It's all over. What happened to David, sweetheart? Was David with you? You poor child. You kids have been through so much. It's okay. Let it out, sweetheart. You're with family now. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
You've been listening to episode 4 of Strangers in Paradise, book 8, My Other Life by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Anna Crawford was narrator. Vanessa Van Zer was Kachu. Eugene R. Hendricks was Dwayne. Charlie Niemeyer was BJ. Nicole Tomty was Francine. Femi London was Casey. Casey Shaw was TV anchor. Tim Price was Bill Fate. John Wilson was Sheck McCall. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Sarah Palmero was Tambi. The Milka Wizard was Veronica. Cambry Varner was nurse. Chris Honeywell was paramedic. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.